This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, congratulations to Glenn Jacobs, longtime supporter and listener of Free Talk Live. You may know him as WWE's Kane.
Kane!
He was elected in his mayoral run down,
which is not entirely unexpected, because the county does lean heavily Republican.
And he ran as a Republican.
He ran as a Republican, and about 5 seconds after the polls closed, he was the projected winner, and he wound up winning about 2-1.
That's awesome. Joining you tonight, it's Ian and Daryl, as normal on a Friday, but not as normal. We got Thomas Parisi back with us here. Hey, Thomas.
How are you?
Hey, good to have you back on here. You're the publisher of the Jail Paper here in Keene, among other things. You're kind of like a multimedia guy here in town. You do television, like, what, three different, four, five? How many different TV shows are you producing right now?
I have eight. trying to keep myself very busy. So.
Yeah, I guess so. And you, the Jail Paper is kind of what you started up here originally with. Which is how do you describe what the Jail Paper is?
Formerly it was a mugshot magazine. Now it's basically
down in Florida. You mean
down in Florida?
Yeah, you're from Miami originally.
Yeah, we started down in Florida in 2012. I moved up to Keene last year, and since there's no mugshots and there's
mugshots in Keene.
Well, there's not a great amount. There's not like 100 a day. It's basically now for criminal proceedings in Cheshire and the Cheshire Superior Court here in Keene.
Right. So so you go to court and you record a lot of the hearings and you'll publish some of those videos and your reports on them. Correct?
Yeah. And if people want to find it, it's very easy to find the Jail Paper. It's one of those things where it's you get to see your government in action is through the courts more than anything.
Right.
So
for better or for worse, mostly probably for worse.
I have big shoes to fill because I'm following your footsteps. But I know all the good angles from seeing what you had
done.
Well,
you're doing a more comprehensive job, I would say, because I was only really there for the most part to kind of follow the libertarian related or the activist court hearings. I would pretty much go to those. I mean, every now and then I would be there for other hearings simply because I was there, in the courtroom to observe. But you go and you kind of record a whole lot more, I think, generally.
Yeah, it's more comprehensive, like you said. It's basically almost all right now entirely focusing on felonies, but felonies and major civil cases. So
we're going to get into, coming up tonight, Venezuela. We've got news about Nicolas Maduro, the president down there, finally admitting some fault because it is an absolute mess down there, and he's been blaming everybody else. So we'll tell you about what's what the news is out of Venezuela. Also on the way here tonight, as we mentioned, WWE's Kane has won. We'll tell you more about that particular case. Daryl, you've got a story about the police threatening free expression across the United States.
Yes.
By targeting people for saying things that they don't like. So we can talk about all of this, but tonight we're going to start with what I thought was a very interesting headline. And I'm somebody who, for a long time, has been an advocate of ending the war on drugs. Not just the war on cannabis, but and that is the bulk of the war on drugs, but the entire war on drugs. And we've certainly seen the great news coming out of states like Oregon and Washington, and now I think it's like 8 or 9 different states that actually have some form of legalized cannabis for so-called recreational purposes. So there was the medical cannabis programs that currently exist in, I think, 30 plus almost close to 40 out of the 50 states. Like 36 was the last number I'd seen.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere near 40 that allow some kind of cannabis. Now, some of those might be CBD only.
Yeah.
Some of those allow like an affirmative defense.
So what's interesting to look at here are the states where you had not just medical, but now the recreational. And the headline sounds pretty shocking here from The Guardian, how legal cannabis actually made things worse for sick people in Oregon. Now, is that really what happened here? Well, here's the story. In 2015, Eric Berkovitz opened his medical marijuana processing company, PharmX, with the intention of getting sick people their medicine. His passion stemmed from his own illness. Berkovitz has Tourette syndrome, which triggers tics in his shoulder that cause chronic pain. Cannabis takes that away. Yet in the rapidly changing marijuana landscape, PharmX is now one of three medical-only processors left in the entire state of Oregon. On the retail end, it's also grim. At the height of the medical marijuana industry in 2016, there were 420 dispensaries. It's funny. For those
they
who don't know.
They probably did that intentionally.
They limited it to 420.
Oh, they probably did.
Well, anyway, they had 420 available to medical card holders across Oregon. Today, only 8 are left standing 2 years later. And only one of those medical dispensaries carries Berkovitz's products. Ironically, Oregon's medical marijuana market has been on a downward spiral since the state legalized cannabis for recreational use in 2014. The option of making big money inspired many medical businesses to go recreational, dramatically shifting the focus away from patients to consumers. In 2015, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, OLCC, took over the recreational industry. Between 2016 and 2018, 9 bills were passed that expanded consumer access to cannabis while changing regulatory procedures on growing, processing, and packaging. In the shuffle, recreational marijuana turned into a million-dollar industry in Oregon. Million? I would think it would be much more than a million. I imagine it's several million, if not dozens of millions.
Yeah.
I heard the tax revenues were like in the billions, so maybe they meant billion.
Maybe they meant multi-million.
It's definitely going to be multi-million.
Yeah.
I question that statement there. Anyway, going on. While the personalized patient grower network of the medical program quietly dried up, now they claim at The Guardian, sick people are suffering. So, you know, the first thing when I saw this was like, I don't understand. What does it matter whether a sick person gets their, you know, platinum bubble gum from, I don't even know if that's a real thing, but, you know, it probably is. What does it matter whether they get it from somebody calling themselves a medical provider or a recreational provider? It's still the same strain of cannabis.
Well, it's the same strain, but depending on, and I don't know if insurance covers recreational cannabis.
Mm. Does it cover medicinal?
That's what I meant, was medicinal.
Okay.
I don't know if it does, but, you know, there could be some kind of thing to where there's something there. I do know that in Colorado, the products at the medicinal dispensaries are cheaper than those products at the recreational dispensaries.
Really?
Yes. I've got friends that live in Colorado that either have or had medical card.
But that's got to have something to do with government regulation, right? Because it's
all
just
of this hot. Is government regulation,
yes.
Ian.
No, I understand that, and that's what we're going to get into here, but you're pointing out the difference in price. It's not like it's better weed or worse weed. It's, for whatever reason, the government has gotten in there and...
And if places are moving from medicinal dispensary to recreational dispensary, and you've got sick people that, for various reasons, aren't able to work and are on fixed incomes, and all of a sudden their medicine jacks up in price by 45%, they can't afford it.
But I don't buy it, because over time, what we've seen is the price of cannabis has gone down. Across the board, not only in the legal industries, but also in the black market as well, simply because the supply is greater than it has ever been. It is easier now to acquire cannabis than it has ever been. So any kind of price discrepancy...
I tell you what, Ian, go to Colorado and ask somebody what the price is at the medical and then what the price is at the recreational.
I'm
They're
not
going
saying
to
I
tell
don't believe
you that
you.
The price is higher at the recreational.
I believe you, Daryl. But I'm telling you, overall, the prices are lower than what they were in the black market. Prices haven't gone up since legalization. They've plummeted downward, as they should, because there's more supply
We're talking about the difference between medicinal and recreational in Oregon.
That's right. That's exactly what we're talking
about.
And
you're saying that the prices are lower in recreational than medical in Oregon.
I'm telling you, the prices overall are lower now, whether it's recreational or medical or whatever. It's all gone down. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live because of legalization and competition.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here on toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about the claim by The Guardian that the medical users of cannabis are suffering in Oregon State. The headline here is, you know, one of those shocking-sounding headlines, how legal cannabis actually made things worse, they say, for sick people in Oregon. But is it really true? And if so, why?
And also, what amount of time are they looking at here? Are they looking at, here's over 6 months, here's over 20 years? Because that has a lot to do with it as well, and I think that's kind of where we were talking past one another in the last segment, to where I was talking about in a very short time period, and you were talking about over like 10, 15, 20 years.
You were talking about the price difference, and you said it was Washington State, I think it was?
I know specifically in Colorado, and I'm assuming it's going to be the same in these other states.
You were talking about the price difference today between medical and recreational cannabis.
Correct.
Between the
because
same exact
of
type.
Government regulations.
Right. What I was telling you is that those prices, both of them, are still lower today than what they were 10 or 20 years ago because of open competition, because or at least relatively open competition. There's still licensing and stupid regulations that get in the way. But ultimately, and I'm not saying that, oh, you know, you medical users should just be grateful that cannabis is even available. Obviously, I want to see the lowest possible prices for everybody, whether they be medical or recreational or spiritual or whatever your reason for using cannabis. You should be paying the lowest possible price. And if government gets out of the way, if we don't have a bunch of government regulations trying to force all kinds of, you know, requirements on growers and manufacturers, you know, wholesalers, shippers, everything, all of that stuff gets in the way and it adds cost. So the price of cannabis should be even lower than what it is.
Oh, I agree.
But it's still way lower now than what it was.
Right.
So anyway, go ahead, Thomas.
There's a heavier competition, at least now that there's some legitimacy where now the government is not the only ones that have a monopoly on it.
Correct. And because of that competition, you've got more growers competing, more distributors, price points, more different places where you can actually pick up the cannabis. Nobody's hiding anymore. You don't have to hide in the shadows like you used to. And so you can openly advertise your rates. All of that drives price down and drives quality up, which is why you cannot go and buy CD pot anymore. Certainly not in the legal states. Maybe in some of the prohibitionist states, you can probably still get some seedy weed. But I haven't seen cannabis, even in the black market, I haven't seen cannabis with seeds in it for years. I don't remember the last time I saw a seed. And that was, you know, one of the sort of hallmarks of, oh, you're buying lower quality weed because, you know, if the growers know what they're doing, they don't need to have seeds in their buds. So let me give you a little bit more here because the claim is sick people are suffering. But now we're going to get into some of the supposed reasons why. And the way the headline makes this sound is it makes it sound like the market is somehow punishing sick people. Here's what's happening. Quote. For those patients that would need their medicine in an area that's opted out of recreational sales and they don't have a grower or they're not growing their own, it does present a real access issue for those individuals, said an administrator, Andre Orso, from the Center for Health Protection at the Oregon Health Authority. So you have a government bureaucrat at the Oregon Health Authority saying, oh, well, if you're a patient in an area that has opted out of recreational sales, which is apparently a thing in Oregon. I didn't know that that was the case, but it sounds like a city government or a town government can decide, nope, we don't want recreational sales here in Bend, Oregon, or, you know, wherever it is.
Right. There are some towns in Colorado that are the same way. Castle Rock, I think, is a really good example where Castle Rock, just outside of Denver, they passed some kind of ordinance that it doesn't specifically say, as I understand, that you can't have recreational cannabis. It just sets some really burdensome regulation that there's no way that it can wind up passing. Like, you can't be within X amount of footage of one of these places.
Church,
and
a school,
everywhere,
a playground, a park,
a street, you know, like various things.
Right. Good, wholesome places.
Yeah. So that's a problem with prohibition. Right. So it's, I'm sorry, you know, medical users in those areas, you are living in a town full of prohibitionists. They don't want you. They don't like you. They don't appreciate you. And they want to outlaw you. So that's point number one. But we're going to continue with your calls. We're going to get into your calls. Actually, Dodger is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dodger.
Well, yeah. I think one thing that's notable, I mean, the public opinion has definitely gotten a lot better about cannabis than it was even when I was a child. You've gotten me by a couple years, Ian, but we're in the same, you know, rough aged, you know, age area.
Okay.
And I remember, and I'm not sure if any of you, because I know that you moved to New Hampshire pretty early, but I remember when medical hit Michigan. And, you know, I've been a cannabis user. We had the discussion the other night about, you know, productive cannabis users.
Yep.
I've been using it pretty much nonstop since I was a late teenager. And I remember when it first hit, they were talking something like $60 an eighth.
$60, you know, for an eighth of an ounce of cannabis.
Hmm. Yes.
So that would have been high quality cannabis available.
Right.
What are we talking? What time frame are we talking about? Late
1990s? 2001.
Okay, early.
I want to say 2001. Yeah.
Yep. I saw prices like that in Florida. Yep.
And then you know, these days, and you know, I don't have a card or anything. I unapologetically smoke pot. But at either rate, I'm paying less than half that for twice as much for stuff that's as good, if not better.
Yep.
And that's on the black market.
I've seen that too.
So, you know, I just kind of wanted to bring that up as far as the medical users. And, I guess Daryl was misunderstood. And so I called when he was misunderstood. I heard his explanation. You know, yes, over time, it definitely has gone way down.
Big time. No doubt about it. And that's, like you said, that's in the black market. You guys don't even have a recreational program there in Maine, but I suspect...
It's going to be on the ballot in November.
Really?
It was supposed to be on the ballot in 2016, but...
cool.
I thought it was on the ballot in 2016.
No, it never made it to the ballot. The people that actually I helped.
You misspoke. You said Maine. He's in Michigan.
Did I say Maine?
You did say Maine.
Okay.
Yeah. Hence my confusion, because Maine did vote on it.
Maine did,
2 years ago, and they've been dragging their feet on implementing. But yeah, Michigan gets to vote this year.
Yeah, and one nice thing is, like I said, as far as the public opinion, it has become a lot less taboo, and I don't know anybody that, in my personal circles, that, you know, even my boss, who's a hardcore conservative, says they just need to just, and of course, they all say get the tax revenue out of it. I don't agree with that, but however,
unfortunately, that's
innocent
the
people
ugly...
don't go to jail.
Yeah.
However, innocent, you know, people, victimless criminals don't go to jail. I'll be happy with
it's
that.
It's a step in the right direction. That much is true. Dodger, thank you for the call. I do agree with you that, you know, there should not be taxes on cannabis.
Right.
It's getting safer now because now they've decriminalized at least where we're at in New Hampshire.
That's true. New Hampshire does have a little bit of decrim. Not enough. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo said today the Las Vegas Police Department final report will say that investigators have not been able to determine Stephen Paddock's motive for carrying out the deadliest random shooting in U.S. history. The report also indicated that Paddock acted alone. The economy is still adding jobs, just not as many. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The report from the Labor Department released on Friday morning shows 157,000 jobs were created in July. That's fewer than the 190,000 that analysts had predicted, and it's well short of the 248,000 jobs that had been created in June. Still, July is the 94th consecutive month that the economy has added jobs, the unemployment rate falling a tenth of a percent to 3.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, I'm Ian
Thomas.
And I'm Daryl.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted or stored. It's a cryptocurrency. And like Bitcoin, you know, was sort of originally based on some of the code that came from Bitcoin, but it's better in a lot of ways. First of all, it's got zero-knowledge anonymity, which Bitcoin doesn't have. Bitcoin is basically a pseudonymous system. It's public ledger. Zencash, you can send private transactions. So if you're into privacy, you really need to get into Zencash. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about it. They're launching their supernodes now, which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility, not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. It's one of the relatively new cryptocurrencies. It was started in 2017, but it was started by voluntarists, by people who care about freedom and liberty and good money. So you really need to go and learn more about it. The official Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. You can learn more, read the white paper, over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we continue here, the mainstream media acting like, or at the very least the Guardian in this case, acting like everything's terrible in Oregon for medical marijuana users. But does that have to do with the marketplace ignoring them? Or does it have to do with government bureaucrats?
It has everything to do with government bureaucrats, with government regulations, with various regulations, etc., that wind up influencing behavior, if you will.
Here's an interesting aside. I was just kind of looking around for price comparisons between medical and recreational cannabis, and I found a story. This is from a year ago, so May of 2017. It is OPB.org. This is public broadcasting in Oregon.
Okay.
They interviewed Nicole Schaefer, 25-year-old store receptionist who'd been using medical cannabis for 4 years. She says she uses it mostly for emotional stuff, smokes it about once a day. Last month, however, Schaefer let her official Oregon medical marijuana card lapse. She said the annual $200 cost isn't worth the savings that she makes on medical versus recreational marijuana.
Wow.
So whatever the price difference is there, the annual fee the bureaucrats are charging is driving people out of the medical program and into the recreational market.
Right,
so it's not like these people aren't getting cannabis, but let's get more into this here in a moment. First, let's talk to Dave in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Well, as you may know, I'm not a huge fan of the general fan of the Libertarian Party.
Of the what of the Libertarian Party? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the National Libertarian Party has always seemed like a waste of time to me.
Yeah.
But each year that goes by, I've become more impressed with the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
Okay. Me too. I think now, the New Hampshire Libertarian Party is in its best form that I've seen it in the entire 12 years that I've been here. And a lot of that has to do with Daryl W. Perry and Roger Paxton, who really headed up the party for the last couple of years. You are no longer the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. You stepped down, did not seek re-election this year. Daryl, you've been replaced by another gentleman named Chip, who has now taken that seat. In fact, most of the executive board has switched out to new faces within the last year. But anyway, Dave, go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, I should thank you, Daryl. But also, there's a lot of other stuff that seems to be going on, partially inspired by the Libertarian regaining ballot access in 2016. And the latest thing that's been going on, I guess Jaletta Jarvis is just this bundle of activity. I guess she's going to run for governor. She may not even be the only Libertarian running for governor.
You have been away for too long, Dave. I don't know. How long have you been out in Colorado now?
I've been here since late May. I'll be back in a couple weeks, though.
Yeah, so candidate filing happened right after you left, apparently. And there are two candidates running for governor as Libertarians. So the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire will have the first contested gubernatorial primary ever
in the history of New Hampshire.
Correct. It's the first time that they've had a primary, and I don't even want to have a taxpayer-funded primary, but it's what they force us to have.
Yep.
But it's the first time the party will have had a primary in over 20 years.
At any level, is what you're saying, a primary.
Gillette has been doing quite a few things, but the latest thing she's doing, and again, I think this is great stuff for, you know, for... You're not always going to win your, you're not usually even, you're usually going to lose these elections if you're running as a Libertarian. So it's the things you do outside your campaign that really count. So what she's doing, I guess, in mid-August is having a rally to call for reform in one of New Hampshire's most unpopular bureaucracies.
Yeah, I actually saw about this earlier today. I saw something in, like, one of the Manchester websites she's having, and I don't remember if it's in Manchester or Concord. She's doing a DCYF rally.
The Department of Children and Families?
Yes.
So what is she looking to do exactly?
Well,
reform.
She's using the word, I think she's just using the word reformed, and I think it's kind of possibly brilliant that she's not trying to be real specific about exactly what she wants done. It sounds like she wants to questions raised about the DCYF and do something about the DCYF, and that's going to strike a chord with many thousands of parents around New Hampshire, you know, who had their children whisked away.
Sure, but other people believe that DCYF is doing good work. Sure, they will acknowledge that some parents have been hurt, some children have maybe wrongfully been taken away from their parents, but surely DCYF must be intervening in abusive situations and getting kids out of violent households. I mean, they've got to be doing some good work, right? I mean, there's...
Well, actually even the people who are authoritarian don't like the DCYF because they see that when the DCYF gets involved in the situation, they're making bad decisions, what they consider bad decisions, where they don't intervene enough. So the DCYF is getting it from both sides, and it's really a bureaucracy that's under siege, and that's a good time to put them under more siege, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, cool. Yeah, I've liked, you know, Gilletta. She seems like she has a lot of energy. She's been running her campaign since last year.
Right.
At least since the summer of last year, because we interviewed her at the Cannabis Festival back in August of 2017. So she's really been committed to this. Her opponent, Aaron Day, who's a Free Stater who moved here. I think Gilletta's, is she a native? She's from around here, I think. I don't think she's a Free State project.
She's not a Free Stater. Go ahead.
I got the impression she was not a Free Stater, but Aaron is. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't remember if she's a native or if she's just been here, you know, like 90% of her life.
Yeah, she's been here a while. That much is for sure.
Now Aaron is really helpful, too, in the sense that he runs a lot of different – he's run for a lot of different offices over a period of time. And he's been active in the Republican Party, too. So, you know, it's not a takeaway from Aaron because he's effective as well. But it's good to see this activity. It's like a sales guru once told me, you know, the number one key to making sales is a high level of activity. You don't have to do everything perfectly. Just get out and do stuff. Get in front of people and make things happen.
Well, they're definitely doing that, and the fact that there are two candidates has already gotten some extra press coverage. Daryl, you were listening to them being interviewed as a debate together
on NHPR a couple days ago.
Public radio here in New Hampshire, and you said that was a very good kind of discussion. It went for, what, more than an hour or at least an hour?
Went an hour, yeah. full hour.
So that's good news. Dave, we'll look forward to seeing you back here in New Hampshire when you do get back here. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He does great video work. I imagine you've seen some of Ridley's stuff.
Yeah. He has good stuff.
So we'll continue here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, they're certainly welcome. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. More about the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. Just why is it having so much trouble? What's going on? Why are medical people or the sick people supposedly suffering more now because of recreational? That's the claim. We'll tell you about it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. That's Skype username, LRN.FM. Here in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
Thomas.
And Daryl.
Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Maybe you're new to the world of cryptocurrency. Well, there's no easier website to remember to go and visit and learn about it. Bitcoin.com. That's where you can get started. You can also get your first Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash by buying it through the site. They will connect you with a way to do that. You can mine it through Bitcoin.com. They've got a mining pool there at pool.bitcoin.com. They've got a great news site that's updated constantly with information about what's happening globally in the world of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. So go to news.bitcoin.com if you want to see the latest news headlines. There's so many great features there at Bitcoin.com. You ought to go and check it out when you get a chance. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. To the phones as we continue, we'll talk more about what's happening with legal cannabis in Oregon. The claim from the Guardian is that medical users are suffering because of recreational, but that's not really an honest headline. You know, their headline claiming how legal cannabis actually made things worse for sick people in Oregon. No, legal cannabis is just a plant. It's just a flower. Cannabis didn't do anything to make things worse for sick people in Oregon. It's the government who is standing in the way and creating problems and conflicts. Let's go first, though, to Thomas. He's in Buffalo, New York, claiming to be listening on the radio on somewhere on the band that doesn't actually exist in the AM band. Thomas, are you actually listening to a radio station with us on it?
Hi. Hey, there's a site on human trafficking. Danielle Sattel, S-I-T-T-L.
Okay. Your band from the show, I've told you multiple times. Mr. Sattel, you have called multiple times and ignored that, and I'll just start dumping your call out if you if I hear your voice again in the next, let's see, what was the first band we did on him? 2 months? 3 months? 4 months?
Sure.
So 3-month ban on Doug Siddle. Look, we don't have a whole lot of rules here on Free Talk Live. Thomas, I know you're new to the show as far as, you know, hosting behind a microphone. We're pretty open show. There, you know, if you want to call into Free Talk Live, we don't really ask you to tell our screener a whole lot. What's your name? Where are you calling from? How are you listening to the show? So, like, we like to know if you're listening on the radio or if you're listening on the internet or whatever.
Watching on Twitch, YouTube.
And then, like, I don't need a whole lot of details as far as your topic. One word is sufficient. And that caller, whose name is not Thomas, he's called in the past. His name is Doug.
Right.
And his subject that he was supposedly calling about was freedom of the press. But no, then he went into his usual spiel about his YouTube channel, which he plugs every single time he calls into the show, about some sort of conspiracy against him in New Jersey, which has resulted in him being locked in a mental institution or a jail, depending on how he's feeling.
And he's got hours-long videos where he just rambles.
He supposedly reveals in his videos, it's hours of audio that he's recorded surreptitiously to reveal the corruption in...
Oh, I thought it was just hours of audio of him talking about the things.
No, they're supposedly recorded, like, not wiretapping, but, you know, secretly recorded conversations. Mm-hmm. And he's been calling about it to the point where if you keep calling about the same thing, we're going to tell you you need to change it up.
Right.
Because Free Talk Live is an open phone show, meaning that anybody can call in about anything they want. Whatever topic it is that you want to have discussed on the radio, you call in about it. It's that easy. But if the topic you want is the exact same thing,
I want to promote my YouTube channel. No, you don't get to promote your YouTube channel for free. If you want to promote your YouTube channel,
for that.
Send an email to mark@freetalklive.com.
Yeah. And then, you know, we'd be happy to promote your YouTube channel, maybe, if we think it's worth. Like, if Chris Cantwell calls up, we're not going to take his money to promote his YouTube channel. So, I mean, we're not going to say yes to everybody. But so people who call repetitively, we've warned him. And I warned him again the last time he called in, and now no more warnings.
Yeah, and I think the last three or four times that I've been on the air where he's called in, he's used different names.
Yeah.
Hopefully this admonishment helps him to learn.
He's on hold right now, so hopefully he's listening to this, and I don't know if he's going to learn, but he's got 3 months to sit it out. I'll have to make a note on my calendar about that. I'm not even going to thank you for the call, because that was awful. All right, we continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. So what's going on in Oregon? Why are they saying in The Guardian that sick people are suffering? Don't blame the recreational cannabis, because, again, as the lady in the other article about Oregon pointed out, she's a medical user, and the price difference isn't worth her paying the $200 a year for the medical card that she has to pay for in order to be a medical
user. So did she actually mention any of the other differences in price? Is the medicinal cannabis taxed at the same rate? I believe in most states it's taxed at different rates if it's taxed at all.
Well, she doesn't say in this, in this story, but I mean that's her experience, right? Like whatever amount she's buying per year, it ain't worth it. She's paying more for the price difference is not worth it.
Right.
She'd rather pay a little more and not have to deal with the bureaucracy and not have to go through and get a $200 card every
day. So some of it could be not wanting to, you know, deal with filling out the papers every year in addition to the fee. So she might wind up being, you know, financially behind after whatever extra cost and taxes.
Could be.
But it's not worth the hassle of filling out the papers.
So let's get back into the story here from The Guardian, where they point out that the Oregon Health Authority, which is, again, a government bureaucracy, is saying that there are areas in Oregon that have so-called opted out of recreational sales. And because they also don't have easy medical access there, those medical patients, because a lot of these medical providers have shut down due to the recreational sort of explosion, that's tough for those people in those areas. But again, that's a problem with government, not with recreational cannabis.
Right.
The woes of the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program, or OMMP, were outlined in a recently published report by the Oregon Health Authority. The analysis found the program suffers from, quote, insufficient and inaccurate reporting and tracking, also inspections that did not keep pace with applications, and insufficient funding and staffing. So basically, the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program, which again is a government, you know, government program, is a government program. Right. Like every other government program. It's slow, it's stupid, it's awful, it's just getting in the way of everything. They can't keep up with their applications, which means that people can't open their doors sooner rather than later to help the medical patients. They're just doing a poor job in general across the board. Operating outside of Salem, Oregon, PharmX, which is one of the medical, the only three medical cannabis providers remaining in Oregon, primarily makes extracts, which is a solid or liquid form of concentrated cannabinoids. Through his OMMP licensed supply chain, he gets his high-dose medicine to people who suffer from cancer, Crohn's, HIV, and other autoimmune diseases. Many of them are end-of-life patients. These days, most recreational dispensaries sell both consumer and medical products, which the medical products are tax-free for those cardholders. The problem for Berkovitz is that he's only medically licensed. That means recreational dispensaries can't carry his extracts. So his business is suffering because a lot of these medical-only dispensaries right. have shut down. He only has one location now distributing his products, and he doesn't have a recreational license. Once again, government standing in the way. The fact that a recreational license exists at all is an impediment to the marketplace operating to its maximum efficiency.
And the fact that the recreational facilities can't sell things that are medical grade.
Well, they can. The recreational...
I thought you said that he makes medicinal
Correct.
Stuff
he
that
is...
cannot be sold at the recreational facilities.
But they can be sold at medical facilities, and many of these
right. and that's
dispensaries
what I'm saying.
Sell both. Many of the dispensaries sell both. However,
okay.
however, earlier in the story, it says that there are currently only 8 medical dispensaries left standing, and I guess he's not licensed to even be in any place that allows recreational. Right? So there's a bunch
right.
of recreational places.
So, again, government regulation
right.
causing some problems.
Correct.
His product can't be sold in the recreational facility because government.
Because some bureaucrat, some politician and bureaucrat decided that this will be the rule. We need this rule because
for
the children.
Children
or something.
Yeah.
Legally, they can only sell products from, recreational dispensaries can legally only sell products from companies with an OLCC license. So there's the OMMP, which is the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program, and then there's the OLCC, which is the Oregon Liquor Control Commission.
Yes.
So make sure you've got all your licenses, or else sick people are going to die.
All the O's and the other consonants and vowels and...
Since yeah. issuing almost 1,900 licenses, the OLCC has paused on accepting new applications until further notice. So these bureaucrats just get to arbitrarily decide, oh, well, we've figured the market's got enough of these licenses now, so we're just going to take a break for a while. We'll let you know when we come back. More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.